All right, 8:44 is your time. It is a great honor to have with us the man who is Philadelphia sports media, Ron Cook. He has been a brilliant columnist. I'm sorry, what did I say?
You got me in the wrong city, Angela.
I'm sorry. It's all this fighting, and Ron Cook is the number one journalist in Pittsburgh sports. He is also a terrific talk show host on the CBS affiliate there from 10 to 2. I guess Al, like us, trying to make the conversion over to radio full time, right, Ron? You've had enough of this writing stuff.
Yeah, but I'm keeping my newspaper job, man.
You may not keep your newspaper. That's the problem. All right, Ron, now, there's a whole bunch of stuff we want to know about. And you deal with the Pittsburgh Penguins all the time. Mario Lemieux did say not long ago that he wanted the NHL to clean up exactly the kind of junk his team's doing in this series. Is that correct?
Absolutely.
So what is the owner of the team? What is he thinking and what is he saying now?
Well, you know what? It's just the mentality of that sport, Angelo. The Penguins aren't any different than any other. He came out last year after they had that big brawl with the Islanders, if you remember. You know, said he threatened to get out of the sport.
Wow.
And then he has Matt Cook at the end of the year trying to take the guy's head off from the Rangers, getting the big suspension. They could have taken Matt Cook back in the alley and shot him, and the Penguins wouldn't have been able to complain about it because of how Mario and Ray Shiro had talked about eliminating the violence. And their guys yesterday, that was my worst part about the game. Aaron Asham deserves to be suspended for cross-checking Shen in the face and then punching him when he was down. You can argue that James Neal maybe deserves a suspension for his two hits late in the game. Cheap shots. Mm. Terrible. I mean, they lost their composure. Chris Letang may be their most valuable player. I mean, I know Malkin. I know Fleury. Letang gets involved in a fight while another fight is going on. He gets thrown out.
Right.
And then he does that ridiculous shush the crowd like Talbot did a few years ago.
Talbot, yeah.
I mean, people were laughing at him. It was embarrassing. I mean, the way they lost their cool, they're so frustrated. And I told you off the air, Angelo, I'll say it here. This will be, if they lose, and certainly looks like they're going to, the biggest collapse in franchise history. And they'll be remembered as the most underachieving team in franchise history.
They are talented. There's no question about that, Ron. Ron, here is the response of Crosby to what you were just talking about. This is number HR. I just wanted to hear the what he said, that this is basically the way it's done in the playoffs. Listen.
You know what? There's more than one team getting in those things. So you can make a story all you want about us getting frustrated, or whatever the case is, but you know, we're playing playoff hockey. They're doing the same things we are, and it's intense.
All right. You agree with what he said? It's just part of the playoffs.
No, I don't necessarily agree. I just said about the cheap shots. I didn't like Crosby pushing the glove up the ice. That was such bush league stuff. But, Angela, this isn't the first time he said he hates the Flyers. Hmm. Right before the playoffs started, when everything was going on, Laviolette called Bilesma gutless. And he goes, hey, you can talk about all you want. Let's be honest. We don't like them. They don't like us.
Right.
And he even talked about it. He said, I probably gave out more hacks in the game, the Laviolette game, April 1st. I probably gave out more hacks today than I have in a long time. They bring out the worst in me. I don't like them. That's been a consistent right. theme with him. That is so far down my list
right,
of problems with the Penguins.
No, I understand, but we're trying to understand it because we really hate them now. All right, we didn't like them.
Now.
Wow, we really.
No,
like
you've hated
them
since Darian Hatcher took his teeth out and he had the nerve to complain that there was no penalty call. He's been called Cindy Crosby ever since.
I understand that, but now we want to punch him. I mean, like, our own color announcer wanted to jump out.
No, he's been a public enemy number one.
No, but he's worse now.
Since the Hatcher game.
No, not since
it's not worse today than it has been?
It's been bad all along.
Since the Hatcher thing, it's been right there.
Someone who takes the calls here, I have never quite had this many calls wanting to kill one guy.
It's the playoffs.
I understand that, but it's a little ramped up right now.
The whole reason we wanted this series was everybody hates Crosby.
Right.
But they gave the world the blueprint for it.
Hey,
now
Ron.
Everybody else has jumped on the Flyers bandwagon.
I had a Rangers friend who's a Rangers fan last night say he was rooting so hard for the Flyers because they hate Pittsburgh.
All right, so here's what I want to know, because we're not the only ones that hated that. Ron, what's this? Tell us about Crosby. Tell us a little bit about Crosby, because we only know what we hate about him. Is there anything we should know that would temper our feelings toward him?
There's nothing I can say that's going to change Philadelphia's view of him. I mean, they just don't. They love to hate him. I think a lot of it is jealousy
right.
Because he is the best player in the world. All I can tell you is I've never been around an athlete that is more committed to a sport and works harder at his sport than he does. We get the calls on our show about, oh, he's a baby not coming back from this concussion. I can tell you it absolutely killed him.
Yeah.
And he's highly respected by his teammates. As far as dealing with the media, he's there every single day. When they play Canada teams, he talks in French. I mean, really? Mario Lemieux, he understands that he has to try to promote his sport. And Mario Lemieux never figured that out. Lemieux would hide after losses routinely. And Crosby is there. He's the team spokesman. And
see, now that actually, I'm just telling you, I feel better.
Fans don't care about what relationship is. But I'm just telling you, I've never been around an athlete more committed to a sport or one who works harder at it.
Wow,
so
now,
that's
Ron,
all I can tell
you. Made a statement to me just before we came on here that was remarkable, because you think that what we witnessed yesterday is bad for hockey. I would like to know, because I know that it has engendered a lot more interest from casual fans than it otherwise would have. So tell me why it's bad.
See, I would dispute that point, Angelo. I think it turns off a lot of people. There are the knuckle draggers out there who enjoy, you know, enjoy seeing a fight and cheap shots. I mean, it's such a beautiful sport to me that I don't think you have to do that. I understand it. I get it. You know, Crosby picks a fight with Giroux, trying to get his team going. I mean, was that a lame fight or was that a lame
fight? That's terrible.
They didn't even want to have any part of it. But,
right.
You know, just these ideas of having a fight to get your team going. I mean, Max Talbot is still a hero in Pittsburgh because he fights Carcillo in 09 and then gives the shush crowd, and they came back and scored. I tend to think Fedotenko's goal a few minutes later was more important in the comeback than the fight.
Right.
But the players swear by it, but then I'll throw yesterday at them.
Yep.
The Penguins tried every cheap shot in the book, and it didn't help them, did it?
Wow. Hey, you know what I do respect about the Pittsburgh media? That everybody is coming down on their team. I don't know. How would that happen here?
If the Flyers were supposed to win the Stanley Cup, blown away two games at here, and then pigged it up and lost, they would be getting killed.
Absolutely.
They were the overwhelming cup favorites coming into this.
Yeah.
4-1 choice.
Far,
the next one was 5.5-1.
Right.
Overwhelming favorite to win a cup. They may not win a game.
Right. Hey, Ron, you and I go back a long way to I was covering the Eagles and all that. I just want to ask you one thing, because since last I saw you, your Steelers have won a whole bunch of Super Bowls and stuff. What's it like when a team takes it all the way like the Steelers in Pittsburgh, where football is a religion? What is it like when they win it all?
Yeah, it's been an amazing run with those guys. They were in 3 Super Bowls in 6 years. Think about that.
Oh,
3 Super Bowls in 6 years. They won 2 of them, lost the one to Green Bay a couple years ago.
Describe.
I mean, the Penguins have climbed so far in the hierarchy.
Right.
You know, they're a number 2, very high, but the Steelers are just out of sight. I mean, draft coming up, that draft weekend is on holiday in Pittsburgh. I mean, they live to see who the Steelers are going to draft. They live for the training camp. It's pretty amazing to watch it happen, and it's been a whole lot of fun. You know, on the other end of that, we have the Pirates to put up with. So they're headed to their 20th losing season. So I might ask you, now I go back far enough to the early 90s, and I even go back to the 70s when they won a couple series. I know what it's like, but can you imagine the Phillies losing 20 years in a row?
I can't.
Record.
It's incredible.
20 years in a
That's
row.
That's unbelievable.
It's not easy.
It's almost like you don't have a franchise.
And the guy right here has contributed to a
Ricky
few of their
Metallica.
Losses. Ricky, few of their losses over the
Ricky,
years.
Ricky, do you feel guilty that you hurt Ron's feelings?
Not really.
No, I didn't think you would. Ron, you're amazing. Seriously, you are the Pittsburgh media. You're brilliant at what you do. Two media. That's what you're about. Right. And I thank you very much for coming by here, although you were here anyway to do your own radio
show. Now I got to go do my show and listen to 4 hours of griping, I can tell you. It's going to be
bad. If you need an extra
They're going to want to fire Bilsma. They're going to want to trade Malkin. They're going to want to shoot Fleury. It's going to be bad.
Oh, he'll miss the bullet.
Why are you?
Crosby will get off. Crosby will get off.
Yeah, this guy's more negative than we are.
That's hard to believe.
How should Crosby
getting off?
Yeah.
Because he's actually tried to make a difference in this series and has had some goals, played okay, I thought. Malkin has been a no-show.
Yeah.
Malkin is the MVP of the league. He's going to get the Hart. I think Al would agree with me, right? He's a hands-down guy to win the Hart Trophy.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, he's going to be the MVP of the league.
Rookie
Fleury's
shot him down.
Been brilliant all season,
right.
And he's been terrible. I mean, those two guys, they're two of their 3 biggest stars have been just a disgrace.
Right. Well, it'll be great to hear. You seem really excited about your shift coming up there in Pittsburgh there, Ron Cook. Ron, thank you as always.
Right, my pleasure, guys.
What a class act, Mr. Ron Cook, Alan. He's an honest guy. He's not putting up.
I'm on a shoot flurry. The bullet will go through the five hole. I ain't going to hurt him.
888 729 9494.